This is a CKTZ News Update. According to Stephanie Valdal, the services coordinator for the Comox Strathcona Waste Management Center on Vancouver Island, spring is a time when marine waste collection efforts ramp up by citizens and community groups. She says a lot of material gets deposited on beaches from boaters, the aquaculture industry, as well as natural storm surges. Valdal says the Waste Management Center has been working with the Ocean Legacy Foundation to collect marine waste and have it recycled. She adds the program is now being expanded.
So we see a lot of material on Quadra, for example, that's brought in from other areas. We've collected material from North Vancouver, from the Comox Valley. It just appears in a catchment spot.
Right. Now, a lot of community groups and individuals take to the beaches as the spring and summer seasons are upon us and go into efforts to collect this marine debris. What do you think are the options, certainly, for dealing with that debris?
So we are definitely looking at expanding the collection system for Ocean Legacy Boat, which opened last year. Except we're really interested in setting up something similar to what the surf riders are doing in Tofino and having bags available for tourists and locals where they can scour the beach, collect the material, place it in the bag, which is then brought to one of our mobile depots, which is essentially a 40-yard shipping container. And we sort all the material, place it into the container. It comes to the Cumberland facility where it's bagged and weighed. And then it goes to Richmond to the Ocean Legacy facility where it's all processed for recycling.
Okay, and say out of the debris that is collected, how much of that does end up being recyclable?
So actually a considerable amount, unless it's contaminated with biofoul, or sometimes we get things that are not recyclable through the depot, like shoes. Those types of materials are sent to a landfill, but thankfully, because we have the Ocean Legacy Depot now, we're keeping the largest majority of the material out of the landfill. So I would say approximately 95% of what we're collecting is actually being recycled.
Wow, that's impressive. And is it up to those community groups or individuals to deliver that material to, for example, your Ocean Plastics Depot in Cumberland?
Not necessarily. So we have been working quite closely with the Discovery Islands and Quadra so far, as well as Denman, Hornby, and the BC Shipbuilders, who have been delivering material to our depot in Cumberland. But we are launching this mobile eco depot for ocean debris where the 40-yard bin will travel throughout the service area based on needs. We've touched base with several residents on Cortez, as well as Clues First Nation, who have material stockpiled on their property. And so we will be hosting a cleanup pretty soon, I think sometime in June or July, to collect all that material. Yeah.
Great. So you'll send a truck or something to come and pick it up on site.
That's correct. Yeah. That's how we plan to move forward with the depot, is just to do mobile collection events based on when residents have collected material. Seems to be different in every area. So for Quadra, for example, we see a lot of residents heading out early in the year after the initial storm surges in February. And we'll be doing our cleanup there next weekend, actually, the 27th and 28th of May, and we're running a cleanup contest in conjunction with what some of the local residents. Neville Hand has a really great dream team, cleanup team that goes around and does beach cleanups, and he's offering prizes for that. But we are very interested in working with locals and community groups, as well as Indigenous communities, to get this material collected and recycled. So we will come to you.
Okay, and your facility, as I mentioned, the Ocean Plastics Depot, that opened just about a year ago, I believe, in Cumberland. What kind of utilization are you seeing? Is it gradually increasing? Is it staying pretty flat? Is it hardly used? What are you finding since you've opened?
So when we opened with a soft start, so we really were just responding to residents who had material stockpiled. We did issue cards to reoccurring customers at the depots that we were seeing on a regular basis. This year, we've really opened it up. We've done some engagement with community members, community groups. The Ocean Legacy Foundation has focused on reaching out to industry partners. So we are seeing some residual material from manufacturing processing coming in as well. And so the use of the depot is increasing on a regular basis.
Okay. It's wonderful to hear that there is a facility and there are efforts underway to, of course, capture and deal and recycle certain amounts of marine waste. Just tell us a little bit, too, about the partnership with the Ocean Legacy Foundation.
Sorry, the partnership?
Yeah. How did that come about, Stephanie?
So Ocean Legacy has been working with a lot of our community groups for many years, particularly the BC Shellfish Growers Association, who works primarily in the Denman Hornby Island area and has a large aquaculture presence. And they were working with Ocean Legacy and shipping material directly to the facility in Richmond. And so it was just a really natural progression. The service had been waiving tipping fees through cleanups through community groups such as Sierra Club on Quadra. And so it was really a very natural relationship. They approached us about gauging our interest in establishing the depot here in Cumberland, in the Comox Valley. And so for our board, it was a very appealing opportunity because we are quickly running out of airspace. And so it really will extend the life of our landfill to be able to divert this material for recycling. We're also supporting a lot of our coastal residents who are already cleaning up the beaches regularly around their community. And so the board just made the decision to support them even further by providing this opportunity for Ocean Legacy. It's been a great opportunity. It's a relationship that's built over the years, and it's a quite strong relationship, and we're very happy to have the people here in our service area.
Terrific, Stephanie. Just one final question. Say for groups or organizations who are either awaiting pickup from a mobile depot or those who bring materials to the facility in Cumberland, is there any fee for having the stuff handed over?
So currently all the fees for community cleanup events are waived for our tipping fee waiver program. The only time there's a charge for the material is if it's industry related, and it's the same as garbage rate. So we've actually taken the program one step further. The service and the board have placed rope and netting on our prohibited item list. So no producer of rope or netting is permitted to landfill that material. They'll pay the same garbage rate they have been paying, and it'll go to the depot for recycling. So it supports the community cleanup and promotes the waiver program, but also supports industry to have their recyclable material recycled and managed properly.
Stephanie Valdal, thanks so much for speaking with CKTZ News, and good luck with efforts next weekend on Quadra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.